We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Friday. Thank goodness. Hope this is starting off as a good day for you and leading into an excellent weekend as well, as we talk about the news of the day and many other things that are on your heart and mind. I want to begin by talking about impeachment. This is getting a whole lot of attention in media. In fact, I had an extraordinary conversation before I even walked in the door here of the studio with a coworker. And we were discussing what's going on with impeachment. Now, I'm not going to say who this person is. You don't even know who this person is. But it wasn't. No, I'm just kidding.
You were on the early show.
I could have all kinds of fun here. But I was having a discussion with someone who was just saying, you know, I absolutely abhor Donald Trump. This is a conversation I had just minutes ago. This ought to tell you something. This is a message to you Democrats who are, you know, as we described this before, this is kind of like the story, and for those of you who did not hear me say this, I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago. There's a story about a person that Jesus came across who was possessed with demons. So the demons cried out. They wanted to be cast into a herd of swine. You know what happened when those demons came out? They went into the swine, and the whole herd went off the cliff into the water. That's the Democrat Party right now. This is what they're doing. These folks are possessed with this spirit of impeachment. And they're going off a cliff with nothing. To go to this conversation that I had just a few minutes ago, this guy was saying, you know what? As much as I cannot stand Donald Trump, I've been watching these hearings. They have delivered nothing. If you think you're going to remove this guy from office, you better bring it. And they ain't brung it. It's really that simple. So what do you do if you are President Donald Trump? You're watching this spectacle day after day after day after day after day. Well, this morning, you make an appearance on Fox and Friends. And Donald Trump is pretty much continuing in the pattern of, hey, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to brawl. Here is just a segment of this conversation this morning on Fox and Friends.
What happens is she has become a star. Her mannerism, her way of talking, her...
She's direct, right to the point.
No, it's just the whole thing. It just worked. She's a tremendous person. She was fantastic during the hearings. Turner, so many people, they were so great. But you know what? The bottom line is all of those witnesses, they're all shifty shifts. Don't forget, there was no due process. You can't have lawyers. We couldn't have any witnesses. Great. We want to call the whistleblower. But you know who I want as the first witness? Because, frankly, I want a trial. You know, I could think I could have it.
You want a trial?
Whatever I want. Oh, I would. Look, number one, they should never, ever impeach. This is not impeach. I watched five people on your network yesterday say there's nothing here. Andy McCarthy, how about Ken, special prosecutor, special counsel? Ken Starr, he was fantastic. He said there's nothing here. So, ready? Number one, there should never be an impeachment. This is not an impeachment. That phone call was totally appropriate, okay? Totally. But assuming these people are as sleazy as they are, and Nancy Pelosi is totally incompetent, she's lost, absolutely lost. She doesn't know what she's doing. She hasn't done anything. She can't get anything approved. Everybody's working on this, and they just got blown away because they put their witnesses up, and we're not going to get USMCA.
So you want a trial.
The farmers and everyone are going to vote against Democrats like you've never seen before. But if they do put it up because they're crazy, I mean, Adam Schiff is a nut job. Listen to this. Adam Schiff gets up before Congress, and he made up my statement.
Right.
And I said, who made that statement?
Right. Mr. President.
He made it up. And then after he got caught, 3 days later, we started saying parody.
Right.
The thing I did that was right was I released the transcript of the call immediately.
Right.
Had I not done that, I would have had a big problem. Because they all lied about my call. My call was perfect. If you heard Adam Schiff's made up version of my call, I mean, it was the worst thing I've ever heard. I said, how could that be possible? And you know the sad part? Because he made it in the halls of Congress, he has immunity.
Right.
I can't sue him. The Republican Party can't sue him.
That's
and one other thing before we get off. The Republican Party. Well, yeah, well, I know. We can keep this going all day, right? It's easy. But look, the Republican Party has never been more unified. Both the Senate and the House, Mitch, Lindsey, I could name 20 names up there. They have never had. Look, we won 196 to nothing. That never happens. You know, I always say.
I think that's the end of what. There we go.
Lousy politicians. Yeah. They have lousy policy, but they stick together, and they're vicious.
Right. Well,
they're more vicious, frankly. But the Republicans, they have a tendency. They break up. They don't. The Republicans, I've never seen anything
Mr.
like it. They're sticking together.
We understand that there were six Republicans.
So this is hilarious, isn't it? I mean, the president pretty much, this is not an interview. This becomes Donald Trump's show. I mean, that's the reality of it. Now, for those people who are immediately going to, well, you're going to have to attack the president for something. It does bother me a bit that the president's sitting around watching TV. I mean, think about this. Watching this nonsense. Go out and be freaking president of the United States and ignore these idiots. Nobody cares. Remember what I said was communicated from my friend this morning. Person cannot stand Donald Trump. He's looking at this so-called evidence presented. There ain't nothing there. In fact, now's the opportunity to use the bully pulpit. Get out there. Don't talk about impeachment. Go out there and tell him you want this trade agreement passed. And it's time for Nancy Pelosi to get off her ass and start doing something significant rather than wasting time, wasting everybody's time on this. That's what it's time to do. This is what leadership is about. Take the gavel of leadership away from these dastardly Democrats and be presidential. That's what I'm calling for. And I think that would drive the stake in the heart of these demons. It's that simple. Want to get your thoughts? President saying, hey, I want a trial. Bring it on. You think that's a good idea? We'll see how this develops as we continue our broadcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back on the broadcast, we started off talking about the president's appearance on Fox and Friends, basically saying, hey, I want a trial. Bring it on. What are your thoughts? Think this is a great strategy? Let's go out to Steve in Dallas. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. The only thing I would like to say is, as far as the Democratic Party and all this stuff that's going on, the Bible talks about somebody being double-minded. That party, that whole party's double-minded, and they're unstable in all their ways. Appreciate you taking my call, sir.
Great way to describe that. Thanks very much, Steve. Very apt description there. Pete in Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Vince, I agree with your point of view 100% and see it as far as focusing on like the trade agreement. I think that's smart politics. But I also believe Trump thinks he has to hold his base of support to keep the party members in line. So I can see his point of view. But the thing I see with Trump is people like yourself, that let's say you're on the fence, okay? He can get you into his camp maybe to some degree, but then he'll pull it back for his love of the brawl. I would focus on the job. I think that would help him gain more support rather than holding what he's got.
Yep.
But I think that's it.
You're right on the money, Pete. That's what I would be aiming for. Not just a matter of holding. Let's go after more of these people. The idea that there are people who can be convinced. They see the validity, not only of your arguments, but they see the job that you're doing. Over on the text line, we have this. You just love every opportunity possible to do stories on this, don't you? Yes. Vince, are the Democrats in the same inquiry as the rest of us? Pelosi says she'll go forward with articles of impeachment due to the testimony? I'm sorry. Do they all turn off their headphones? Their hearing aids? You're exactly right. What are they listening to? Vince, these demons were legion and became swine. So do the progressives. Yeah. Vince, you are in denial. Your hate is showing. If you were attacked 24/7 for crap you did not do, you would be on offense. You are a joke. My hate is showing? Hate for what? For wasting people's time? I just don't quite get this. Anyway, not even going to go there. Vince, you say you don't like Trump. Did I say that? Some people do not listen. Would you go and, you know, there's some products out there, some excellent products you can use to flush out your ears. Might help you hear better. I was describing someone I had a conversation with this morning. Anyway, this person says, I love the president because he says what we think and isn't worried about getting called out for not being presidential. Okay, wonderful. He doesn't want to be impeached because he knows that will be his legacy forever. I have three predictions. First, it's Donald Trump will be impeached. Aha. Secondly, Adam Schiff will become the next Speaker of the House. Really? And third, if Donald Trump is reelected, he will go down in history as the only, and where is the rest of this? Oh my goodness, I cannot believe the rest of this did not come through. But I'm wondering if you're thinking he's going to get impeached a second time. Is that what you're thinking? That would be quite intriguing, wouldn't it? Isn't it funny, Vince? We have a communist mob trying to take out a president, and you are contributing to it. Really?
I knew it.
Do you even listen? Some of you people I'm really concerned about. That's just it, Vince. Trump is getting more done than any other presidents and still has time to rant. See, this is, would you step out of your own life just for a moment? Step out of your own life in your own world, all right? Because some of you are so focused, I'm just going to say it. Some of you are so freaking focused on yourselves. You're not thinking to the big picture. You've got to think of other people other than yourselves. To you, this is entertaining and this is fun. I'm talking about the future of the country. I'm talking about future generations of voters. And we better start thinking about that rather than what's going to make you feel good. Now, a lot of you will complain about liberals focusing on their feelings. I contend that many of you Trump supporters are focused on what? Your own feelings. How good this feels to you. I'm telling you, you better start thinking broader, because there's a lot of work that has to be done. I shared the story right after the election about what's happened in Virginia, just from legal immigration. That state is probably lost. So we better be doing some expansion work. This is not a game of hold. Hold on to people who are diehard supporters like you. This is a game of we better go into the camp and we better expand the people who are supporting our values and our belief systems. Because if we don't do that, this thing's going to come crashing down. And nobody's going to care about Donald Trump 10, 15, 20 years from now. Do you understand that? We can't make this about a person. It's bigger than that. Let's go out to Russ, Indian Trail. Good morning.
Hi, Vince. Comment that you made, he should ignore these things. Just a bit, it's pretty difficult to ignore the raging mob that's after your head. It is difficult. It should be ignored.
It's called self-control, Russ. It's called self-control.
Well, yeah, but...
And it means, you know what you do? You turn off the freaking television. I don't care who you are. If you're president of the United States, I don't want you sitting around and watching TV all day.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Number two, on the hearing, on people's hearing...
Yes, yes, sir.
You can clean out the ears all day long and they'll hear fine. The question is, are they listening?
Ooh, that's good. You're right, Russ. That's the challenge.
You know, there's a big difference. Yeah, I hear you fine, but am I listening to you?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Yep.
You are doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Russ. I appreciate your call. And again, you've helped to reinforce my point here. And again, I'm not saying this. And for those of you, and it goes back to what I've said back during the Obama era, because I got all kinds of barbs because of that and the things that I was saying. The point that I'm making is because I want this to be successful. Now, if I hated the president, I would be giving contrary advice, suggesting how he can make a total fool out of himself. That's how I view it anyway. Let's go out to Eddie. Good morning, Eddie, in Charlotte.
How are you?
Doing well, sir.
I heard a little something yesterday, and I'm trying to find out how to get a T-shirt for it. But the little saying was, God sent an angel from heaven to save the United States, and his name was Donald Trump.
Interesting. And you want to make a T-shirt out of that, huh?
I want to make a T-shirt out of that.
Okay, that's fair enough. Go work on that one. I'm sure there will be plenty of buyers for that. I'm serious. Probably will be a great market. Craig in Charlotte, good morning. Got about 30 seconds.
Hey, that was quick. I want to say that I don't think that there's really just about anything we can do at this point to save this country from going down into a liberal hellhole. Because liberal groups just simply have more children than conservative groups. And eventually, by the numbers, they're going to win.
You think this is a losing battle, huh?
Oh, it's already lost. And if I'm still alive when I'm 50, 60, 70, I'm going to find somewhere in Southeast Asia to retire.
Oh, my goodness. Singapore, perhaps. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, just so you are aware, I want you to put a date on your calendar. Very important date. It's December 9th. December 9th. Now, what's so significant about that date? That is the date the Inspector General's report on FISA abuse regarding the investigation of Donald Trump. That's when that report will be released. That's going to be interesting, don't you think? December 9th. Also, we have this. In the context of the ongoing impeachment discussion, Jeff Duncan, our good friend who represents the upstate of South Carolina, here's what he had to say. He posted some very important items from an article in The Federalist called How Republicans Won Phase One of Impeachment. Here are the important bullet points from that article. It was completely unclear what crime, much less what high crime, Trump was accused of committing. What has your host been saying on this program for weeks? What is the crime? You don't have a crime, don't waste my time. It's really that simple. You don't have a crime, don't waste my time. Secondly, Adam Schiff lacks credibility. There's an understatement. Democrats' witnesses kept making Trump's case for him. We've heard a lot of contradictions. And last but not least, the media generally overpromised and underachieved. I would say overpromised and underdelivered. I mean, I was walking by in a public place last night, and I see this CNN stripe, you know, about damaging testimony. What is that damaging testimony? What is it? And again, the characterization of what has been spoken at these hearings does not match up with what's happened in the hearings. See, a good part of the time, what the media likes to do is they, you know, the media business functions on promos. You know, you tease ahead what is going to be coming up. So you, oh, this is a big day, testimony. And so you're thinking, oh, wow, this is going to be some big testimony. Now, unfortunately, what ends up happening is nothing. Let me give you an example, and I will get to your calls in a moment here. I'm going to take another swipe at local news, all right? Back when I was a local news reporter, there was one time when, one of many times, that I had to do weather coverage. So what we had to do is show up at work at about 3:30 because the live shot started at 5 o'clock in the morning. So we supposedly had bad weather coming. We were going to have snow, right? So I wake up 3:30 in the morning. What do you think is going on outside with the weather, John? You want to guess?
Not snowing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, the sensible part of Vince Coakley says, please tell me we're not going to continue to do live shots anyway. Oh, no. Yes, we're going to keep doing this because we promoted it. I'm serious, John. This is the way it works.
So you're outside. This is what could have happened.
So I'm standing on a street where there's nothing happening for a two-hour TV program, a two-hour newscast doing live shots once every half hour. For what, for God's sake? And I'm sitting there thinking, I feel totally stupid standing out here talking about nothing. This is what the media is faced with. They've hyped this up. So what do? You have to keep hyping it up. Even though nothing was really delivered out of this, it's like the snowstorm that never happened. You've got to keep hyping it up. For two reasons. First off, your credibility is on the line. So you've got to make it sound like something's happened, even though it really didn't happen. The second thing is, you've got to keep promoting and forward promoting for tomorrow so they'll continue to watch so you can hype them some more. Isn't this sad? It really is sad. And this goes back to what I've said to you before about the news cycle and the news hole. The news hole is too freaking big. So you've got to fill it with something. So once you get on something, right now they're banking completely on impeachment. Can you tell me another story that is getting any traction? What are we talking about? Which gets me to something else I'm going to share in a bit from social media that just right on the money. Let's go first to a call from Danny. Good morning, Danny.
Hi, how are you, Vince?
Doing well, sir.
I'm doing pretty good. It's a kind of all right day here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I love listening to your show. I just wanted to say, you know, one of your callers had called in earlier. Can you hear me?
I've got you.
Yeah, one of your callers had called in earlier and asked, how does Trump not reply? I would ask him to take a letter and just take what Joe Biden is doing. He is totally silent.
Yes. Isn't that interesting? And the truth of the matter is, would you agree that there's probably more evidence on this Biden stuff than there is of Donald Trump?
Yes. And you know, in a group that I was in of about 20 Republicans and about 15 Democrats, moderate Democrats, 2 days ago, they were sitting there, and the thing that came up the most was the rule of law, and no one was above the law. Now, this is among Republicans and moderate Democrats. The people who had swayed and who had voted for President Trump, you know, they were more concerned about the rule of law. The Democrats have a lot more here than we are looking at. They're playing chess, where the majority of the Republican congressmen are playing checkers. They don't. You defeat the opponent by the evidence and by the moves you make. You don't defeat him by sitting, say, oh well, this or that what. No, you put the evidence out there. All these witnesses that did not testify could have blew this out of the water a long time ago.
You know? That's quite possible, but I mean, the other part of it is when you don't have power to really set witnesses here, that's kind of a frustrating thing. Now, the thing I am tracking with you on, though, Danny, is this is where I think you've got to take the narrative yourself. Forget about the media. Forget even about Schiff. And you do your own alternative thing and say, you know what, we're leading. You want to go and spay it and waste people's time, you go ahead and do that. We're going to go out and we're going to do things that matter.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yes, I'm with you.
Instead of waiting for them to call the Secretary of State, now put him out there. He's going to say exactly what's happening. No matter what they're saying, it's not going to come to an impeachable offense.
Yep.
But you can't have all of these speculations running around and all of these, I hate to say this, numb heads, you know, and expect them to come up with a logical conclusion. You won't do that. But at the same time, if you put the Secretary of State, if you put all these people he's put up there and say, okay, this is what I was doing. This is how I was doing it. And this is how I was going to make this happen. And this is why I had to do it this way. He would win in a landslide.
Yeah, I agree with you, Danny. I agree with you. Got to, you know, and what drives the other agenda? It's fear. It's fear. And fear of being misunderstood. Forget about that. You set your own agenda. Don't spend all your time replying and reacting to the wrong one.
Your favorite holiday tradition is?
Before we go back to more of your calls, I want to share something with you. And this that I'm about to share with you now is from social media. His first name's Kyle. I won't give his last name, but he's a person I'm connected with on social media. And he has a couple of just dynamite posts that I want to share with you before we go to more of your calls. Because it goes right to the heart of where my heart and mind are. Here's the first one. I am not a believer in deep state. However, let's assume for a moment that it does exist. What damage has it done? One, is deep state responsible for our national debt? Two, is deep state responsible for our government spending more money than ever before in our national history? Three, is deep state responsible for eliminating the debt ceiling? Four, is deep state responsible for our rights being trampled? Five, is deep state responsible for Obamacare? Six, is deep state responsible for pushing paid family leave? Seven, is deep state responsible for our ever-increasing tax burden, which includes tariffs and tolls? I could go on and on. My point is, who's the real threat to us? A group that may or may not exist, or a government that is depriving us of more freedom every day? Think about it. And we also have this, which is also brilliant. Again, this is a Facebook friend. His first name is Kyle. I'm being told by people who self-describe as conservatives that I should support the following people. This really sounds like something I would have written. It really does. I'm being told I should support the following people. Kevin McCarthy, Liberty scored 34. And I'm going to give the Liberty scores after their names. Devin Nunes, 33. Lindsey Graham, 33. Mitch McConnell, 32. Michael Turner, 31. So all of the aforementioned persons get an F on their Liberty scores, and people expect me to support them? And to top it off now, they're calling Elise Stefanik a conservative hero. Her Liberty score is 24. Yes! At this point, I'm convinced that if Maxine Waters had an R next to her name, these same people would say I should support her. You might want to sit down for the rest of this post. Seriously, those of you who might be triggered by what I've shared so far, it gets worse. Before you laugh, Maxine Waters' Liberty score is 21, which is not much lower than Stefanik's. Folks, wake up and stop supporting these socialists. I wouldn't necessarily use the word socialist. I would use the word progressives. Because the Republican Party is full of them, and they've done a great job hiding during the Trump era. All they have to do is wave the pom-poms. Trump is the leader. Trump is our guy. Isn't it wonderful? That's all it takes. All that matters. And you have the worst of the scoundrels who I fear are going to get reelected next year. Worst of the scoundrels. All they have to do is tie themselves to the president. And these people are about as swampish as you are going to get. Just thought I'd share that with you. Let's go out to Jasper in Gastonia. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I hate to throw a fly in the ointment, but it's not about the facts that matter. What matter is these days, because people consider you guilty before, you know, they don't think of you innocent until proven guilty anymore. You know, if you're accused and the media comes on across saying that you're guilty, and most of the time you've heard the phrase, if I can't dazzle with my brilliance, I'll baffle them with the BS.
Exactly.
Well, that's the motto of our society.
Yes, it is.
And the fact is, you know, they're putting out all this propaganda, and most people haven't got time to follow that on TV. And even when they do, it's extremely confusing. And so, therefore, you got this commentary that the media does after the end of it, you know, with the wagging heads and the Norah O'Donnells and all the rest of them. And they're all saying this stuff, but they're not saying, you know, that they're constantly beating the drum, so to speak.
Yes. Oh, yes. This
and
is
that point, and so it's so. But my thing is, why aren't the Republicans, at least they control the Senate, using the Senate to investigate how the Obama administration and their people used the FBI, Comey, and all the rest to sabotage the Trump campaign?
You know, are you thinking that? Are you trying to encourage the Senate to actually do some work? You think Mitch McConnell's going to do some work, Jasper? What's wrong with you? You know, you bring up something interesting, by the way, and that's this. I think one of the humorous things, you know, it's kind of sad, too. Mitch McConnell is brilliant in this respect. He didn't have to do anything. All he has to do is sit back and be quiet and let all this stuff play out, and he doesn't have to do a darn thing. Yeah, this is how it works, Jasper. I appreciate your call. Let's very quickly go out to TJ in Spartanburg. Got about 30 seconds here, TJ.
Hey, Vince, I was the troll that called you and told you that I was going to show how you actually do have false binary choices on your show.
Oh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.